You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphony!
And a phony at the mic! Yeah. Whoa!
And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
And now, live from the Allstate Skyline Studios, here's Dave.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. Very happy you could join us on this late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, live from the Allstate Skyline Studios, 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text anytime throughout the show. Hello to you, Mr. Roger Badish.
Well, good morning, young man.
Good morning to you.
So
how are
nice
you?
To see your smiling face again.
Thank
Whenever
you,
I see your smiling face.
Oh, he's going to sing, Curtis.
He's got a song for everything.
He's got a song for everything. Speaking of Curtis, our millennial here. Speaking of Curtis, so I was reading this story this week. Every generation gets unfairly beat up for some reason or another, right?
Of course.
So take it from a Generation Xer like me, baby boomer like mm-hmm. you. Right. Were you a hippie? Would you consider yourself a hippie?
No.
He is at heart.
I am at heart.
Yeah.
I would have if I could have, but I would have been disowned.
Okay.
So
all right.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that.
See, now, Generation Xers, which is me, I'm supposed to be a slacker. I am not a
I am not
the opposite of a slacker,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and we always say Curtis is not the typical millennial either.
No, because he's
what
a baby boomer
a
at heart.
He is. He's
Seriously.
An old soul. He is an old soul.
Yeah.
Millennials are people born between 81 and 96. When were you born?
94.
They've gotten a lot of criticism for breaking away from previous generations, whether it represents a major economic shift, such as buying homes. I mean, that's simple. Like, they don't buy homes.
Yeah, right.
Daily consumer choices like shunning breakfast cereal. They don't care about the breakfast cereal market, and it's crashing a little bit.
Ooh.
So here is looking at the trends millennials are not buying. You could tell us a little bit about what's going on and what they could be killing off. Here's the first thing on the list, canned tuna on the decline.
I don't like seafood at all, to be honest. So,
but seafood in a can,
yeah,
does not sound attractive.
No, that
period.
Doesn't sound gross. Yeah.
Well, we grew up. See, you have to.
You damn kids! I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, I know.
Eat your canned tuna.
Stop hitting him with your cane, will you, Dave? I think you have to have. It has to have been a significant part of your growing up in order to have some sort of connection with it. Now, I know because my parents, the greatest generation, my father, World War II vet, they had to scrimp and save. Every meal was meticulously planned out and prepared based on the funds. I'm not saying we were poor, but they were frugal. They were very frugal.
Yeah.
And so.
Right. This was a
you
cheap,
understand
easy
what I'm
meal. Absolutely.
Yeah, they had money. That, you know, Dad had the house, you know, the money from the GI Bill. So GIs were buying their homes. They were starting their suburban families. They had cars.
But you pinched your pennies
but
a
they,
little bit.
But they did not spend on stuff that we did not need.
Yeah.
And that need was determined by them. So we had tuna fish. But it was made with the less expensive products. We had salmon patties.
Sure.
Made from salmon in the can.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't let... Oh, see?
I'm not a seafood guy at all, honest. But that just still sounds gross.
Really? Salmon patties?
Salmon
they
patties?
They were very good. And it's healthy for you, too. So this is what
but
I'm
you
saying.
Can buy, you can go, but now we have Whole Foods, which is a whole different experience. And even though it's a little expensive, because now you're spending more money on that, but you're not opening up a can of fish.
A lot of times it's in a packet. You just peel off the top, and there it is. It's in a bag. And I think some of the things that we're going to be talking about, especially the food items, have tried to market themselves to millennials or whatever generation.
Working. And it's not working.
Exactly.
Here's the other one that really surprised me, beer. So big-time beer companies like Coors and Budweiser You know, they would think that that's something that would never go away. That's just kind of a rite of passage to hang out and have a beer and hang out and do whatever. But millennials like spirits. They like their bourbon. They like their whiskey. Really? They like their wine. And if they like anything in beer, they like more of a craft beer.
I was going to say craft beers are, I think, are more along the popular route. But also, too, I mean, you think about it. When millennials go out to bars, like myself included, and they might have, like, you know, $5 drafts or something. You know, you could get a Miller Lite draft, you know, a Coors Light draft or whatever. But if they also have, like, craft beers on draft or Goose Island on draft, you're going to get the one that you like that tastes a little bit better and that's not as watered down as a Miller Lite or a Coors Light or a Bud Light or whatever.
You say Goose Island now. I'm just
using it as an example.
But they're looking at, you know, they were bought out by Budweiser some years ago. So they're obviously seeing that trend and saying, well, we better buy some of these guys to kind of keep us propped up. But it's the real local microbrews that are making an impact. But beer is kind of going away in general. Huh. Oil is another one. Sure, we've structured our entire life around the continued extraction and use of oil. But millennials are ready to ditch this dirty and deadly fuel in favor of really anything that won't kill the planet. They're more concerned about killing the planet, and oil is just not one of those things. Exactly.
But you need oil in, like, cars.
Yeah.
Well, cooking oils.
Unless you're not going to
Well, that's right. That's right. Less cars are being sold, probably.
True. Football is another one. So millennials can't imagine life without football.
I can't.
And it, well,
well, you're a sports guy.
But here's the thing.
I am, yeah.
But even, like, families, like, you know, obviously kids get into it when they play the sport, when they're in grammar school or they're in high school, and a lot of parents, a lot of millennial parents, aren't eager to sign their kids up because of the injuries and the brain damage issues that have been having concussions.
A lot of the CTE stuff that's come out with several NFL players over the years that have, Junior Seau being one of them more predominantly, and I mean, you just see the effects. I mean, if you look at, like, guys like Jim McMahon, I mean, I remember listening to an interview with McMahon and saying that he has to put on the GPS to go pick up his daughter and get back to his house.
Oh, yeah. He's like, not in the best of shape.
Like, he is not in the best of shape. And that's all from the blows that he took.
Oh, yeah.
And the NFL has been avoiding the whole concussion issue.
They have been
avoiding
the topic. Yes, they have,
Plus, it's being priced out. It's becoming... Well, a lot of the sport, a lot of the sports is becoming very, it's not a family outing anymore.
But going back to what Curtis said, it's more about that.
Right,
and
safety.
If your kids aren't getting into it at an early age, they might not get into it at a later age.
Right.
Marriage is another one. And this has always been on the decline for like 30 years, but as few as 4 out of 10 millennials have tied the knot, according to a Gallup poll. So I have a millennial that works for me that said, no, he's my life partner. But we're not getting married.
Yeah, well, my son is 31, be 31. They're not dating. They're not married. He's got no desire to be married.
I don't get when people say, oh, yeah, they're my life partner. Then why don't, what's the holdup of not getting married?
If you think about what marriage actually is, get past the religion stuff. It's a, well, no, I mean, seriously, because marriage is a legal contract. Why, when you want to get a divorce, why do you think you have to go to court? It's a legal contract, and a lot of people don't want to give up that liberty, that freedom that comes from not having a contract.
But according to this research, that signing up for contracts, phones, monthly subscriptions, millennials don't like that either at all. They don't like that commitment.
It's they're feeling tied down, and they have more of a free feeling. I want to be able to run off here at a moment's notice, not have to worry about so much of that.
Here's another one. Breakfast cereal, as we were mentioning in the very beginning, is that there's billions of dollars on the line. I mean, that was, in the 70s, the 80s, you know, we were inundated as kids on TV with Saturday morning commercials or whatever it might be, watching Ray Rayner. You would get hammered with these cereal commercials, but some studies reported that millennials were giving the cold shoulder to cereal because it takes too long to clean up.
What? If you would finish eating the entire bowl, it's clean.
But one of the things is, you know, the little portable ones that you can peel
it off
and pour the milk in?
Yeah.
Those are growing in.
And again, there's an example of the industry finding a niche to help the sales.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Golf. Millennials aren't big golfers.
I'm a big golfer.
I mean, he's anti. Again, he's anti.
I have yet to beat Roger on the golf course.
We've had to play each other.
That's what I'm saying.
But still,
I'm
seeing I'm seeing on the golf course a lot more golfers out and a lot of younger golfers. And I think that's because in high school, mm-hmm. there are golf teams and they go out and do it. Well, now, I don't think, even though Tiger Woods is still out there, I don't think there is a young golfer out there that can grab the interest of the younger people like Tiger Woods did when he was in his prime.
Yeah, I get it.
I think there are a lot of great golfers out there and fun golfers, but no one is dominating the sport to the point where they have that kind of a following.
Electrifying, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why soccer in America is getting bigger, just because of what you see out there.
Exactly. And
women and men.
Yeah. And no concussions.
Yeah.
You can run and kick the ball.
No, I wouldn't say that. Well, soccer. Golf, you mean. You're talking about golf?
No, I'm talking about soccer. It's not, in other words, people, I think kids are going to soccer from the football.
But they're using their heads to hit the ball, and it drives me crazy to see that.
It's not something you necessarily teach.
Especially when they try to go for a jump ball. And
yeah, but I mean, in youth soccer, they're not being encouraged to do that.
They are absolutely not.
Now, if you've been near me when I've teed off on a golf ball, we're talking... seriously.
I yell
4, 5, 6, all the way up to 10. So, you need to be careful on the course when I'm hitting a ball.
DVRs is the next one. Now, that's a...
DVRs have been...
That's a shift in technology.
Yeah.
But DVRs, like, I still watch stuff on DVR, but younger generation, it's all about Netflix and Hulu.
Exactly.
And Amazon Prime, and it's on demand. It's not having to go back and physically find something to record it. This is actually just going finding the content that you want.
But I don't think that's a generational thing. I think that's a technology thing.
I think so.
Well, it's like cell phones.
I think it's a little bit industry, too, because, I mean, you look at a lot of these, like AT&T and Comcast and stuff, you want to go and get something like on demand. You know, you have to pay like a to watch an episode.
Well, sure.
But when you're already paying a cable bill as high as a lot of those bills are,
right?
I'm paying... With a student package, I get Spotify Premium and I get Hulu for $5 a month. And I get all my shows that I like for $5 a month that I can watch online and not have to purchase an extra $2 to rent a movie or buy an episode when I can find it on Netflix or Hulu.
But I think that becomes, when you do it as a one-time thing, the $2 doesn't seem like a lot until you're done watching a series or a movie or whatever. But I think it's also a change. It's a shift, a cultural shift in the way people watch television and even movies. And again, I'm speaking from one who, you know, there was no cable TV when I started watching TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were three networks. There was two local TV stations. We didn't have choice. We had to watch it when it aired.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, seriously. But so now, it's cultural, I think.
Let me tell you this. We had, when we moved in the house 8 years ago, we had 10 TVs in the house, which sounds ridiculous. But we have a theater, bedroom, office, workout room, bar.
But you're a TV junkie.
I am, but now we're down to 8, and I can see 2 more going away because my kids don't watch it on a TV. They watch it on their iPad or their phone.
Exactly. And again, the delivery systems are changing.
9-to-5 workday. Now, that is a truth. For millennials.
I'm loving it.
Like, we offer flexible work days. You can do 6:30 to 3:30. You can do 7 to 4. You can do 7:30 to 4:30, 8 to 5, 9 to 6. We're very flexible with that at my office.
As long as the work gets done.
As long as the work gets done, it doesn't bother me as well. But there hasn't been 9 to 5 in years. Anyway, Hooters. I don't mean Hooters themselves. I mean the restaurant chain are going away because, you know, these, what they're called, restaurants, they do not appeal to anyone, any millennials. Actually, it doesn't appeal to me either.
No, I haven't been to a Hooters. The Hooters in Crystal Lake when I lived closed in like 2002. So I haven't been to a Hooters in
Never been
years.
To one at all. No I reason to go.
We have ordered wings from there and had them delivered. Grubhub or whatever for Super Bowl and stuff like that, because I do good wings. But to go in there for the atmosphere, not anymore. Lottery tickets, those numbers are down because that generation doesn't gamble in that way.
Right.
That just doesn't interest them at all. They also, don't really take those big expensive vacations. So, I mean, you know, travel agencies have gone to the wayside anyway because of, you know, being able to go to Expedia or Travelocity or anywhere else to do it.
Again, the delivery system.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not even sure about that because I know, at least amongst my millennial group, friend group,
yeah,
there's a lot of people that purchase and go to Europe for a month.
But it's low cost. It's the cheaper airline.
It is.
It's, you know, your backpack. And then you get there and you get a rail pass and you can travel for 2 weeks on like nothing. You stay in hostels. It's a very inexpensive way to travel and see the Europe countries you would never have expected to go visit.
Well,
I know my son lived there for a semester. He lived in Italy, in Milan. And he and his friends over there would hop on the Eurail and go up north. They go to Switzerland, Germany for a weekend. Mm-hmm. It's you could see a continent.
But the Airbnb is the way to go. The major hotels are suffering as well. Department stores, I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. You know, I don't know how Sears continues to survive.
Really?
Yeah. You know, Montgomery Ward went away, back in 2001, and I worked for them at the time, but like JCPenney and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The department store has gone away. Like, there's a new store called Untuck It. It's these new shirts.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Well, that's what I wear.
Wasn't
that
a Shark Tank product?
It could have been.
I thought it was a Shark Tank product.
But I can go online and order what I think is my size, and then I can return it for free if I don't like it.
Right.
So I don't even need to go in a store. I know that sounds crazy, but
no.
I still like shopping and trying things on and doing that. But
I like going to a Kohl's near us, and you walk in there, and if you can find one clerk on both floors, you're lucky.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
there's usually 10 people shopping there total in that entire complex.
Yeah.
And I love the place because they carry what I wear.
Is that shirt from Weebolts, by the way?
This one is an S&H Green Stamp special. I saved up enough books.
Wow. That's the red
borrowed
M&M
some
show.
From Mom. So actually, I bought it without the buttons. I saved up for those.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Here's one that surprised me. This one's going to surprise you, too. Napkins. Many view napkins as a waste of money and resources when compared to paper towels, which are more versatile, simple to ply napkins. So they would rather not buy napkin sales are down.
Growing up, we never used napkins like my family. We would buy bulk rolls of paper towels, and when we would sit down for family dinner, our silverware would be placed on top of like two sheets of paper towels.
Wow. You still, in the bathroom, you still have like old Sears catalogs, don't you, Roger?
Well, that's when we could
back
stop
in the day.
That's when the postal delivery person would stop by and we'd say, do you have one for us?
But back then,
we were banned from that.
When you were a kid, didn't you just like grab a squirrel and
clean
yourself
off? Grass from outside, you know. because we were already outside for that.
That's when he had his log cabin.
Who had logs?
Here's the other thing, though. Napkins also, people eat out a lot now, and the napkins come with it, so they don't go buy them.
Right.
So
it comes in a little spork with the napkin in the plastic cover.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Starter homes aren't a big deal because they'd rather just rent and do whatever. Mm-hmm. Grocery stores, they're disrupting that a little bit, too, because you can have Amazon delivery. You know, like so my folks, you know, my mother's been really in a rehab facility, nursing facility for quite some time. My dad's going there back and forth. If we are cooking, we are making him a care package. But if not, I am having stuff delivered to his home so he doesn't have to go out and do
the
shopping.
When we were, when I was going through my cancer and when Bridget was going through hers, we did Peapod.
Yeah,
and
it
was, I mean, there's a time frame, you know, you have to give them like 16 hours or so, 14 hours, whatever, for delivery. But you plan that out. It's like writing a list during the week of things you need at the grocery store.
Sure.
And that's what you do. And then you make sure you order ahead and it's there.
Yeah.
It's an excellent service. They've gone from actually Peapod used to shop in the stores when they first started. Now they have their own warehouse.
Yeah. Of course they do. Course they do. Here's the other thing. Millennials don't buy in bulk. So Costco.
I'm going to be the opposite. I am
going to.
My family has been a Costco member for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When I finally get settled in where I can financially support myself at a more stable, I will be sure going to Costco.
Yeah.
And because I like making my food. I don't want, I like going out every once in a while, but I don't like, it's,
but you're, off, you but you're moving money. Into the city now, so there's not going to be as much access to that.
Right.
I live in the city. There's not a lot of Costco's by me, but I work in the burbs and I love Woodman's.
Oh, like, yeah.
Woodman's, yep.
Woodman's is fantastic.
One of our great advertisers on the WGN Radio Theater, too.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But millennials in general just aren't bulk shoppers. Yeah. So
well, because they're
and it's more sense of urgency. There's not a lot of food in their fridge in general. It says
there's not a lot
report.
Of stuff in there's their not, apartments. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true. Movie theaters, you know, there's always been a decline in that, too. But they said that people purchasing tickets from the age of 18 to 32 has also dropped, which is the millennials.
I think part of it, too, is you just see a ton of, like, not original ideas. I mean, you see a ton of remakes, like, just this past week, this summer, we've had an Aladdin remake, we've had a Lion King remake, we've had the Jungle Book remake
Dumbo,
a few years ago.
Sure.
There hasn't really been any original movies out there. I mean, the Marvel series has done really well, but...
And
not
the
in
big
terms of
screen experience
success.
With television sets.
Yeah.
Now, you know, a football field wide, you get that same experience at home.
Yep.
And you can pause it.
So true.
Check your phone when you shouldn't.
That's correct. That is correct. All right. We got a big show coming up. We'll talk about that next on 720 WGN.